The classified ad website, Backpage.com, has suspended its adult ad section in this country, which critics say was used to promote prostitution and sometimes sex trafficking of minors. The move comes in response to what Backpage calls attacks on its free speech rights by the government. The website has been the target of some law enforcement agencies and groups fighting sex trafficking in this state. With us this morning to talk about all this is the director of one of those groups, Lisa Goldblatt Grace, is with the group My Life, My Choice. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what does the move by Backpage mean to your fight against sex trafficking here in Massachusetts and across the country, do you think?
It's an enormously symbolic victory. There has been a tremendous amount of momentum, as you mentioned, both by advocates as well as really targeted lawsuits, as well as additional congressional interest and oversight to say that what is happening on this website is outrageous, and that more than just being complacent and complicit, new evidence has emerged that Backpage actually assisted in finding ways to make it easier to particularly sell a child on Backpage. And so the vast majority of the young people that we care for, kids who come from communities right here in Massachusetts, have been bought and sold on Backpage as easy as it is to sell a lawnmower.
You just called it symbolic, though. So I'm wondering how much of a real difference will it make getting rid of these ads on this one website? Will it help reduce sex trafficking of minors?
What we know is that Backpage is the largest website in this country right now. And so it will make an impact. What we also know is that the predators that do this and the corporate greed that allows folks to make a tremendous amount of money off the backs of the kids that we care for, they're, as we speak, looking for ways around this. So we know that new sites will pop up. We know that traffickers will find more ingenious ways of doing this. So we know all that will happen. So in that way, I mean it to be symbolic. Did it end sex trafficking here in Massachusetts or in the country? No, it did not. However, it is a clear demarcation that this is a milestone and there is momentum.
Earlier this week, the U.S. Supreme Court said it would not hear the case of three women from Massachusetts who want to sue Backpage. They blame Backpage for promoting the forced prostitution they experienced as teenagers. Is this ad shutdown some consolation, do you think?
It is. And what I can tell you is that two out of three of those women are young women that we have served since they were 13 and 14 years old. And that in talking to one of them yesterday, it feels like being heard. It feels like maybe what they went through was not for nothing, that maybe they can help other kids. And so while the Supreme Court did strike down the case that came out of here in Massachusetts and the incredibly hard work that was done here, I do feel like there's a groundswell and momentum, and I hope it continues forward.
When we on Morning Edition reported on sex trafficking in the Boston area last year, we spoke with you, and at that time, you seemed to feel optimistic about the ongoing efforts to fight sexual exploitation in this area. Do you still feel that way?
We are entering our 15th year of doing this work, and it's an absolute, maybe sea change is too strong a word. It definitely is. But things have really changed since that time. When we started this work, the girls that we cared for were seen as criminals. And were in fact criminalized within our system. They were seen as delinquents, as opposed to folks understanding that these were super vulnerable kids that had been targeted and victimized by a multi-billion dollar industry that looked for the most vulnerable in our communities. And there's a much, much greater awareness of that. There is incredible work happening in the Commonwealth, all across the Commonwealth, and really close partnership with our Department of Children and Families that's really examining how they can best serve these kids, and to the highest level of Congress looking at the kind of corporate infrastructure that perpetuates this. We're at a much better time, and there's so much more work to do.
Lisa Goldblatt Grace is director of the anti-sex exploitation group, My Life, My Choice, based here in Boston. Lisa, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so very much.